ויהי רואי לו השם באולי לממרה, ויהי שפסח אוהל וחום היום. בשורה שישראל, ויהי רואי לו השם באולי לממרה, הוא שנוסן לו עיצה על המילו, לפיכך נסגל לבחרקו. זה שיחה חום, איזה דקה שאברום הוא הייתי תקע עיצה, תדעו הבריס מילה. ממרה זה אומר, הוא גיב לי עיצה, תלסן את האשר תדעו הבריס מילה. אברום, הוא אין תתק העיצה, תדעו הבריס מילך. את הבריס מילך, ידעו anyways. זה שכחון, אז כל פעם מהלכים. במערל, זה אברום ספשלי, תוק די עיצה, חזר עושה לילד, זה שכחון, לא עושה, זה שכחון עם היועים. אברום דיד במילה בעצם היועים הזה. אשמי זדל, 3 times it says בעצם היועים הזה. But even if everyone will tell me not to do it, I will do it. Avraham, Weisdorf, the Mila was the reason that the Goyim will say not to do. We see later in Chazal, that Amalek, Choytech Milas V'zerek Lapey Mala. The Goyim get very disturbed that we take off the Mila. The Heidike Goyim, we're not holding on that, but they get disturbed. But Amalek, he's fighting Klal Yisrael, what he's doing? He's chasing them with pieces of Mila, yeah? Choytech Milas V'zerek Lapey Mala. This was the Melchom of Amalek. So Avraham, to do a bris milah was a big nisayon, as they said. So if Avraham would do it, people would say, Hashem told him he did it, you know, before he chap what is happening. So Avraham special went over to Mamre. He asked people, no, what do you think Hashem told me to do it, not to do it? That people will see Zog the Ma'arad that he did it to Yishu Vadas. The Ma'arad says, this is the Pshat in the Akedah, we'll be learning in the Hemshach of the Parsha, Avraham walks for 3 days. What is the point that he walks for 3 days? Because that's the Chochmah. The Chochmah is to walk for 3 days. And then to do the Akedah. To jump off the roof for a second, it's not such a stark Nisayon. The Nisayon is 3 days to walk and walk and walk with your kid. I'm going to shecht my kid. Oh, this is the Pshat. Avraham decided to be my son Nefesh. A lot of people, you see it in life. Yom Kippur, the Mekabal themselves, they'll jump into the fire. Yeah, 10 minutes after Yom Kippur, they can't keep the Kabbalah. For 1 minute, a person could jump into the fire. But to keep it, to walk into the fire, and to walk and to walk and to stay steady, this a person can't do. But even Kavua, a person, it's very hard for him to do it. The Mele, and both of the Nisyonis, and Mile, Avraham Avinu himself, waited, went to ask Eitzes, the people will not say that he did it by Behola. And the same thing, Gabi the Akedah, HaKadosh Baruch was Mesivev, that it took him 3 days. Moses, Kichoyim Ayoyim, Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chama Min Artiko. Chol Moses explains how you know Kichoyim Ayoyim, Shehoitzi Chama Min Artiko. Maybe it was hot. Who said it was special? That was special. Chol Moses explains that Kichoyim Ayoyim, it doesn't mean in the middle of the day, because the pasuk would say, "Behu kechoyim ayoyim yeshet Pesach ha'oil," that is hoytzi chama min artiko. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to Avraham Avinu. This is the Mahalach of Rashi in the Parsha. And v'Yisraelino v'yar v'hine shloisha malochim v'hine shloisha anoshim nitzavim olo v'yar v'yoratz likrosom. So Rashi learns, G'doyle, the Gemara learns, G'doyle achnos esorchim yeisa mikabalas pnei Hashchina. And Avraham Avinu asked the Rebbeinu Shalom Rishus to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to run to do Achmas HaSorch. So the Mephoshim asked Akasha, how Avraham Avinu knew that G'doyle Achmas HaSorch in Yisrael Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina? We know from Avraham Avinu. But Avraham is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the tzad that he could leave? So the Mephoshim say, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be Moitzi Chama Min Artikah? It's enough that Hashem will speak to him the whole time and he can't go to the guest. Al Kochel, that even if Hashem speaks to him, if the guest comes, he has to leave. So the Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitzchak Chama Min Artiko, that the guest will not come. But even so, Avraham really wanted guests, so Hashem sent the Shloisha Aravim. Vayisraeinu vayar vayoretz likrosom. Chafetz Chaim says he was sick. How he managed to run. So the time says that he saw the malach shebole rapoisoi v'miyad nisrape ומיד ויורץ לגרוסו. וזה זה נכון יצחק. אז בזכרוב, שטול בקשי, זה פרשס, זה פרשס, זה במחנך הסובס. So we have two people that made Achnos HaSorche. Tate Avrom and the uncle Lloyd. And we say, the Rambam says, how you know what is a Yid, goyim lichasodim, Avrom Avinu, the Rambam is the ganze Agdome, Achilo, וזהו חסד של Avrom Avinu, Achilo, Sheino, Lino, Eishel, Levaye, Achilo, Sheino, Levaye, וכך מינג שהנה גברום הבינו, אברום הבינו, אנחנו עושה סורכים. אמרו, חזר מילה, it was a tent, the four doors, open for four sides. סתם, it's all about, what was the point to open for four sides? So the kindergarten, they told us that the guests, from every side that they come, they could come in. And that's that. How big was the oil? Like bells be smelled, how big was the oil? But a little tent, yeah. So you go around. What's the big deal to have four doors from four sides? What's the pshat? I never thought about it. From every side you could come in. Hey, if there's this medrash, if there's no door from every side, so people that live on the other side of the mountain could walk for 20 minutes. So if he had such a tent, Pashas didn't have such a tent. So what was the point? Avraham Avinu has. The pshat is, when people came from far, you walk in the desert and you see a tent. You don't know what is waiting for you. Maybe you come, it's closed. There's five big dogs waiting there, you can't walk in. Avraham wanted from every side that the guests come, the tent is open, you could come in. That's the pshat of Avraham Avinu. Now when people walk in far, they would not have to think, maybe I'm invited, maybe I'm not invited. Sometimes a person sees someone wants to invite himself. He's like, Chesed on Avraham Avinu is not only to accept the guests, to make it easy to the people to feel that they're welcome. To have an open door. That's the Yisrael. It was open from four sides. From where a person comes, he didn't have his fakes, maybe I'll go there, I'll see two soldiers. If you just come in, you know, shady, ruchas, you know, man, they don't want to accept. I don't know if it was open from four sides, because it was four big sides. Welcome. Doesn't mean that the door was open, you know, open from four sides. It's Nishkanoyal, yeah? Means from four sides was a sign, was a welcoming. That, you know, in the old days you walk, you never know, maybe it's robbers, you don't know what you're meeting for. You don't know where you're heading. From every side you came was clone that you could come in. So, Chesed Shel Avraham Avinu. Little Biskarov Lloyd did a much bigger Chesed Shel Avraham Avinu. The whole city was planning to kill him. It was a Moisa Nefesh. Avraham had a boo-boo. So he had a boo, he had a sword. Old man, Mesuz Nefesh. Lloyd was Maisa Nefesh. And in the Rambam in Mamrim is HaChesed Shehinig Avraham Avinu VeLimel is the Roisa V'Achnos HaSorchem. So the Beskerov would say Alamor Shalf Kedarkoi. He said Avraham Avinu saw three Arabs. Lloyd saw three Malach, two Malach. So when it's a nefesh to make a chnas asorchim and a malach come to the shtub, a lot of people could do. But when three Arabs come to the shtub to make a chnas asorchim, this is already not so simple. This was the Vatik Baskel. Rabbi Shmuel Birnbaum said, "Ay, it's so true." He said, a lot of people could be meis nefesh. Someone of Moshe was pinyan, my Rebbe, Mesiris nefesh, for the cover for my Rebbe. Mesiris nefesh. Person in the Holocaust. Mesiris Nefesh. I think Dovim sent you for Shlichus to Russia to go inside the dangerous. Mesiris Nefesh. But the same guy, it's hard for him to wake up for Shachris. Yeah? What happened to Mesiris Nefesh? He said, no, it was a crash. Guests came. It was a shayla that Malachim came. He said, we don't know where to eat. The mitzvah came to a crash in Mesiris Nefesh. He went into it. But Avraham, every day, did Achnos HaSorchem. Every day. Every day. He had consistent. He never got tired. This is Achnos HaSorchem. That a person goes into atmosphere of Mesiris Nefesh and it could be Moisa Nefesh. Das ist nicht der Godless. Das ist nicht der Godless. The person says, yeah, I was Moisa Nefesh. You're Moisa Nefesh, yeah. Sometimes, yeah, you know, you don't, I'm such a Baal Chesed, my friend, he gets stuck, he goes, Shidduch, I was running, helping him. You're all there, yeah. comes in the morning, a guy is standing, you have a standing from a guy, you forgot you're Baal Chesed. But Yenem stayed up for a whole night to help Yenem. Yeah. Mola Chesed comes, someone has to marry off someone, he's collecting money, the whole yeshiva he's collecting. The biggest tzaddik in the world. But as Chavrusa is shmoozing, Chavrusa is waiting for him, he has time to shmooze to someone. Someone passes nearby, he shmoozes to him. As Chavrusa has to wait now for 10 minutes, what happened to Chesed? So it doesn't even. Lo, it was a matzav. It was pukach nefesh. Malachim coming. You know, it was a whole matzav. His kids take my daughters, kill them. He's in the atmosphere. But Avraham did any nechus to Sochim, and he was moisif. And today there was no one there, and he's sick. What's the ganze zach? There's an open house, open little Shabbos. Everyone can come into his house. It's open. Today there's no guest. Very good. He's sick. He's laying on the couch. Doesn't zachus to Sochim. It's a famous maisa from Rabbeinish. That Rabbeinish had a dream. That's what they said. Rabbeinish, Aldor Shiva, he would dream a lot. Had different dreams. Every morning he would wake up, say, I'm some maisa with dreams. So once they say over, he had a dream that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to speak to him. Listen. In the middle of the dream, guest came. But he didn't go over to the guest. So Baruch Hu told him in the dream, Rabbeinish Elayim. Rabbeinish. So Rabbeinish said, I'm going to go to the Kabbalah. So Rabbeinish said, the Kabbalah Baruch Hu in the dream is not Gomish. To speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the dream is also Apis. So really, the dream is better to stay to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And listen, the Ramban learns that the whole story here was a dream. The Ramban brings down, Hashem the Rambam in Meir Mevuchim, that this story was a dream. It was a mare, ke'ein mare nevua. Avram had a mare nevua, ke'ein achaloim, and he was speaking to Hashem, and in the dream, v'me'olom lo'ilosha sara ugois, u'me'olom lo'itzochak ha'sara, as they bring Zav and Rabban and Meir HaNevuah. And Rabban is a very big Rabban, b'yasoid nevua. That's not our misgeres today to learn it, but if you have time, the Rabban of nevua, what is nevua, what is Ruach HaKodesh, what is Mare Elohim? Rabban brings down that in Rambam and Meir HaNevuchim, okay, it's not, it's Bepash, it's not like Chazalim, that all of these things will be Mare HaNevuah. And the right from the Rambam is because it says, Vayero Elov Hashem, and it doesn't say what happened. This is the problem in the Rambam. It says, Vayero Elov Hashem, has to say that Hashem said something. There's no Hashem doesn't say hello. Hashem speaks. So Nevuah. So the Rambam is, Vayero Elov Hashem, and now we have a story. Alts is Vayir Elov Hashem. The Ramban is Doichet. The Ramban brings down that Kenny Zayin. It doesn't fit with the Chazalim. But a person is Stam. The Ramban is Yishibach. I don't know. It's not a Ramban and Meir Mevuchim that learns this whole parasha and under the Vek. But come look at him. Our Gemara learns out that G'day Lach was a Sochi Vyesi Mekabalas Mea Shechive. So the Kotzke Rebbe would say for us. He said, you have a friend and the friend comes to visit you. And you're very nice to your friend. So another person, that the son of his friend comes and he takes care of him. Who is a better friend? The one that lets his friend to come in, or the one that takes care of the son of the friend? Why the one that takes care of the son of the friend? The friend you like. It says, the Ribbono Shel Olam, how the Ribbono Shel Olam sees that a person is machshav the Ribbono Shel Olam. When the Yetzir Kapov, the Nivroim of the Boire, I'm taking care of Achnos HaSorochim. If a person does it, L'shem Achnos HaSorochim. And this reason he takes care of that, of the kids of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the bazundere yeditus that the person has. Now, there's a famous Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says that Yirmiyahu Davin, Anshe Anosim put him in jail. When the story with Yirmiyahu, they put him in the jail. So the Anshe Anosim, they went. And Yirmiyahu Davin to Hashem, Hachshilem bivnei odom she'eino meugonim shelo yekablu schar. That even when Anshe Anosim will want to give tzedakah, they will give it for fake people. So we see from there that if a person gives tzedakah and the guy is fake, it's not called tzedakah. דשאי לאיז, אבל זה חסד של אברהם אבינו, לא יהיה ולא ניברא. אברהם said, I want to do חסד. I want to be a mative. And what happened? Hashem sent him fake guests. So he didn't do chesed. So Avram is sick. He's very shvach. He wants to do a mitzvah. It's good. Like he was dreaming that he was doing a mitzvah. Yeah? But if we look at Peshutra, he was doing a mitzvah. The Maisi was not doing as if he freaked the Maharsho. Zog the Maharsho, Pshat Hazeh. Anshe Anosim were bad people. Bad. So why did he give tzedakah? You know, that everyone showed a person going with crutches. Nebach, the kid doesn't have a father, doesn't have a mother, it's a ganze meise. So the heart broke and they gave money. They're not good people. So be'etzem, al tzrotzen Hashem, they never meant to do rotzen Hashem. The guy collects money in his yibin, you know, m'shugi is darshan, and give him a shekel and to move weiter. But so dear, ein lechen ami, the kavon is a bad kavon. But the meise, you give him tzedakah, so you got his chus. But if the anoshim is anoshim she'enu mugonim, so maybe you left with nothing. So this is what Yirmiyahu David. Hachshinu b'vni odom she'enu mugonim shu yikab l'schar, they'll be staying with nothing because they don't have a good kavana. And they will give it to bad people, so gol nish gibim. But Avraham Avinu was v'holach lo b'drochov. The Iker was what he wanted to do Ratzon Hashem. So he for sure gets a schar. Suppose this v'yisraeinu v'yav v'nishloi she'anoshim yitzovim olo ויורץ לקרוסו. ואם הם לא מוצא שיכן בעיניכו, אל תעבו נו מעל עבדיכו, יוקח נו מעט מים, ורחצו רגליכם, וישוע לו תחס העץ. So the shayla is, why יוקח נו מעט מים? Why מעט? Well, if one can't give בשפע, why can't give בשפע? So it's two pshatim. We'll see later one pshat is, later it says, ואיכו פסלכם וסעדו לבכם, ויימהר ויימר מעריש לא יש יישם כם, אחסו ישלושי ועשי יוגוס, ולבוקר רוץ אברום, ויימהר לעשו יישם. So I'm not talking that first Avram gave them, you know, apples to eat. When a person comes, you don't know if he's starving, or he's a chosh of a person. If he's starving, give him something to eat. He's a chosh of a person, he's going to give him a whole meal. So first he gave them, take something, drink, eat something, so I saw once one of the Mefarshim says, I don't remember who, and Rashi says, V'rachatzu ragleichem, kesovo shem arabim shemishtachim la'avak raglayim. So you don't know, so when you tell someone to rinse your feet, you don't tell them, you know, take a big, like, you know, you smell terrible, take a big, like, take a bit of water, just wash yourself, you know, give it away, just clean your hands. Mayim achroinim. You don't know, forget, ein mechadim mayim achroinim. So yukach no me'at mayim was not for drinking, it was for rachatzu aglechem. So then you say, take a little bit of water and wash your feet. You don't say, take a ganze zach. But they say from Rabbi Yisrael Salanto, in Givaldi Kivot, Yukach no me'at mayim, Rashi says, he sent a shliach. It was a tviya nimbo. He sent a shliach. Lidei shliach. Kodesh Baruch Hu shilim lebon avad lidei shliach. Ekcho pas lechem, he gave himself. So he couldn't do it himself. Wait. He sent a shliach. So the Rabbi Yisrael, when you do a mitzvah through a shliach, don't matriach the other person to carry a lot of water. The guest needs a bit of water. You want to be a shefa? No problem, do it yourself. Don't be a machmir and a cheshmer from Yemen. Rabbi Yisrael yelled once on Adam Godlu, that he was washing his hands, b'shefa, was a simcha, and the guy was washing his hands. And the soul told him, it's a shamish. They paid him to bring water, how much the people need. Yeah, he doesn't get paid by backing, he gets paid to be the service. Why would have Rachmanis on him that he could carry a bit less? If you wash your hands so much, he has to fill up the, again, go to the well and fill it up. What's with Yenem? Say, of a famous ma'isa was a yid, a very chashir yid. Kitzer, he wanted Rabbi Yisrael to come to eat by him. Yisrael didn't want. Rabbi Yisrael said he's masking to come, but in one condition, that he runs the show during the meal. So Yisrael came, you know, the Zmiris, one or two Zmiris, the Yisrael said, vote, he asked the second portion, third portion, fourth portion, it's an hour and a half, the meal is finished. So, I asked the Yisrael, you know, I invited you, I wanted, you know, to feel Tish. So the Yisrael said, come over with me. So finished, he went to the kitchen to cook, to take the cook. Who was the cook? It was Almana, that guy was a big Bal Chesed. It was Almana that she didn't have a panasa. So this rich person, you know, let her to come. So we saw come in and said, I'm apologizing, you know, I came with 20 guys and you had to do so much extra food. I really chved mechila. She said, Rebbe, come every week. You don't understand, I'm going home in half an hour. I will see my kids for the first time on Shabbos. I didn't see them in the last 10 years. So we saw said, you're right, you're paying her, she's doing a good job. But you're trying to be a tzaddik to Hashem. Maybe Hashem is happier that this almana will see her kids. You're doing a mitzvah, you're sitting in Pan Tish till 12 o'clock, and this almana, you're right, you're paying her. Again, it's not you're paying her extra for the extra hours, yeah? She's like, maybe serve the meal. Why you can't be a Bal Chesed? So this will be so awesome. You kach no me'at mai. As me'at to the tzveite, you never say, bring a lot of water. You say, you kach no me'at mai. Now it says, "V'la'boker hotzavrom v'yiten el anar v'yemar la'asoy soy." Rashi says, "Yishmor lechamchi b'mitzvus." So I saw in the first shtel, the Gemara said that because Moshe Avraham Avinu said, "Yukach no me'at mayim," and he didn't give the water himself, was a tvir that he went with a shliach. So the water didn't come. He had to have Moshe Rabbeinu hachal asela v'yetsa mayim rabim. It was not like the mon. The mon was like the bread. Avram gave the bread, Hashem gave Klal Yisrael bread. So Rashi brings that. He did only know the shliach. And the bosor, vayitim el anar, vayimar la'asui, so Chazal don't have a tvi on Avram, why he sent the nar to do it. Why was no tvi that he sent the nar to do it? So the Torah is poshut. Rashi says, vayitim el anar, l'chalcha b'mitzvahs. So how Rashi knows that yukach no mat mayim is not l'chalcha b'mitzvahs? The Tanakh says the water, he didn't give someone specific. He said, no, we need water, we need water. That's Mishkan Chinuch. Then, everything was organized. He called Yishmor, we have guests. I want you to prepare the food. He says, Vayitan el anar, zog trashi lemacham chumim mitzvahs. Yukach no, Irkubi Yishmor was the one that is bringing the water. But it's not that he gave it over to Yishmor. Yukach no, who? Who is around? Maybe only Yishmor is around. But it's not lecham choy. The second verse doesn't say, וצורך לעשו יסוי והייתן אל הנער לעשו יסוי כדי לחמחי במצווס הפוסוק says ותיצחק סורו בקיר בלימו אחרי בלוי סיהוי סולי אבנו ועדוי ניזוקם ויאמר השם אל אברום למה זה צוחק סורו לימו Half umnam eilet v'ani zakanti. Posuk yud beis yud gimel. So, v'forshim shtar, it's a mod nezach. V'titzchak sorem bekir bo leimoyer, achre baloi si hosu li yedno. V'yemer Hashem el Avrom, lo mod ze tzoha koso. So what is the tviya in Avrom? Well, Asor. Asor was also a neviya. V'yemer Hashem el Avrom, lo mod ze tzoha koso. Then Tzor says, "Lo yitzochakti, but the kach is Tzor." What is it? What?
And he also wouldn't have to lie.
Right. So, you know, if he was Tzor, right. So they say over in Maisa, this is what they bring over. I'm saying, I saw that it's for him. I don't want to say it myself. They say, well, Reb Chaim was a kid. I don't believe his story, but they say over. So, he had a Rebbe that was a slug in the chosid. And then he saw the kishenes of Reb Chaim, and he took Reb Chaim to the Rebbe, Mislamim. Al the Rebbe Mislamim. And Reb Chaim ate an apple without a bracha. The Rebbe gave him an apple, and he ate without a bracha. I don't believe that part of the story. But he said, look for that. So the Rebbe told the chassid, it's a tiny of you. I said, given a good the Rebbe, that kid will not make. So Reb Chaim answered the Rebbe, so it's a tiny of the Rebbe. So given a good rebbe, and given a zachosin, and given a good rebbe for the kid. das ist frei weißer. Das ist also ich habe ein bisschen Meister. Aber mit Kolm kein so the chat is a Kushboch und Tol Avram. And you madrege it's a tvia and you if your wife could suck. I'm saying a beer moifus. Your wife, if you such a madrege Avram, your wife has to believe that such a moifus could happen. I said, oh, my God, I heard last year a vote, a gewaltig vote. I'm skipping the end of the parsha a second. But a gewaltig vote. The Pasuk says that, it's my Mishnah, but let's see, Pasuk Yutes, look at Pasuk Yutes. Avrom mi legoy godl, ki yodati lemana she yitza ve'ez bono ve'ez beis ve'achro ve'shomu derech Hashem, la'ez et zdoku ve'mishpot leman hovi Hashem al Avrom ez asher diber hovi. I know that Avram will be mechanech his kids. So maybe I have to tell Avram what he's going to do. Why I'm so special to Avram? Because Yodati Asher Yitzah Be'ezbonav Be'ezer Achol. So all of them are foreshim, all of them shtel on it. That Avram is the biggest tzaddik. But what is the most important? Asher Yitzah Be'ezbonav Achol V'shomu Es Derech Hashem. So Avram was a big mechanech. He was mechanech his kids. It doesn't say even once in the Torah how Avram was mechanech Yitzchak. You know one thing that it says that he kicked away Shmuel from the house. So, where is the man asher yitzah ve'ezbon av achov? Could be that alone, that he was masking to throw away one kid that was spoiling the family. But where is the man asher yitzah ve'ezbon av achov? So the Mefarshim say, what?
So just
that shteitish. Chinuch is not by talking. Chinuch is in the way you behave in the house. The way you treat the house. So I was meisiv a givaldik ha'isofne. There's only one time there is a conversation in between, the Torah brings down in between the father and the son, Avram and Yitzchok. When Avram tells Yitzchok, you know, I have to shechem you. And twice in that parasha, Avram says a couple words. Twice. Vayomer Yitzchak el Avram, Ovi. Vayomer Ovi. Vayomer Hineni Bni. Vayomer Loi. The two times that he talks, as we're doing the Akedah, twice he says, my son, Lashon Chibur. This is the message. The right Hanoge with the shoulder love to the kid. Avram, there's no talking. The Pasuk doesn't say extra words in conversation. Bni, my son. The extra word. Every time in the Pasuk. What do you want? Hineini bni. It's an Nisayon. Yeah, my close son. I'm going to tell you soon the answer. Who is it? I said, bni. So again, the Ikar Chinuch is the Anog in the house. When you have to talk, Av. I saw, this is a new Zach that I never knew the whole Cheshbon. Rashi says, when he mentioned a couple of times, this, the Etzim Avot. The Pasuk says, Vayigash Avram Vayomer, the Pasuk says like this, we're starting with Pasuk Chof. Vayomer Hashem Zach Asdom Vamoiro Ki Rabo, Vechatosom Ki Koveido Meoid. So Rashi, Kol Rabo Shemimikro Atam Lemato, Fishimitorgum Im Gdoilo O Gdoilo Voileches. אבל זה טעם הוא למעלה ברש, שמיתו גם גדול לו כבר. So, חזר say, what is Kirabo? Rashi brings down the Pasuk later. That, רבסיין ודרושים, כי צעקוסו צעק עשרי בו אחס, שהורגו מיסו משונו, אשר נוזו מוזן לאוני כמפורש בחילי. So, Kirabo, they had a very big chet. They have a story with that girl that she gave tzedakah, they covered her with honey, and the bees came instead. And later, we said the Rambam learns a different pshat. The Rambam in Hilchot Teshuva, past tense, kol ir shimechzo zchuyos v'mechzo averos, v'chen ha'medino, im roiv zchuyos v'zakai, v'im rov averos, miyad yicharevo, shenemar, ki chatas zdoim v'amoiro, ki raboi, miloshen roiv. Ki chatas zdoim v'amoiro, ki raboi, miloshen roiv. Frank, לחמיש, סהרי ריד הפוסק ויתר. ברגע שאברום ואומר, אף טיס בצדיק בראשו, אולי יש חמיש בצדיקים בתוך העיר. אף טיס בבליטיס על המוקרים, ואומר, חולילו לך מה עשית הדבר הזה. ואומר, צדיק עם ראשו וכצדיק הראשו, חולילו לך, השפט כל האורץ לא יעשה מישבון, ואומר השם, אם אמצע בזדהים חמיש בצדיקים, ונוסוסי. ויהן אברום ואומר, ויהלתי לדאבר, אולי יחסרו חמישו, ארבעים וחמישו. אולי ארבעים, ואומר, לא יעשה בעבורים. ויהיה בשלושים, ויעשה בשלושים, עשר, ויעשה בעשר. אך הפעם אולי מוצא עשור, לא יאשס בעבור עשור. So הקדוש ברוך הוא says, that he's not going to kill, not for 50, not for 40, not for 30, not for 20, not for 10. And the Rambam Paskin is nishma zeh. That צדוים והמאירו will be חורב, כי רבוי. If it's 51% חדוים, has to be חורב. אז איפה הייתי לחמישן? אין פרדה לחמישנה, ויש לו אימר, שהוא יעשה בשביל תפילה סברות. בעצם the הלוכה would be to kill them, but Hashem will do it for the tefillah of Avraham. Hashem ita, like the world. So, בעצם you have to kill. So look in Pasuk Lefei. חולילו לכו מעשו את כדובר הזה, לא מיש צדיק עם ראשו, לא יהיה כצדיק עם ראשו, חולילו לכו אשף את כל האורץ לא יעשה משפט. פשוט, יש דרמבם פסקינס, that if it's רואים הווירויס, מיד יחרימו. No, Avraham Avinu could ask, say please. But don't say, חוליו לך, אשריף את כל האורץ ויעס את משפוט. And this was a little mishnah kasha. So what is the terrors בשביל תפיל הספרות? And we mentioned already a couple times the terrors is, אבל את הפסק is, אם רואי ועבירס היא מיד חרבו. דוסי דה פסק. אם רואי ועבירס היא מיד חרבו. דוסי דה פסק. But, even the דוסי דה פסק. אם רואי ועבירס היא מיד חרבו. But if Avraham asks, please Hashem, do for the 50, so the halacha changes. This is the pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Lo moyimur Mitzrayim b'ra'olo etziyam la'arog yisom b'orim lechalisom al pnei adamo." Hashem told him, "Can you show me? I also know. You're helping me? Say sorry. What are you telling me? What was I mitchil Hashem? You're helping me." אז אני אגיד לך, if you ask for it, it happens. עשה למען תנאי כשר בשרבו. We don't have a schus. אבל if we say, עשה למען תנאי כשר בשרבו, so Hashem has to do. זה שיטה מקובץ, זה בו בכמה דפנו. The שיטה says, the Gemara says, רב חנינא חייפה בוירס, his daughter fell once into the pit where he was חייפה בוירס with אילי רגולים. So they went to רב חנינא בן דויסא, שער ראשי נעמה, שער שליה, שער שלישי סעמה אולסו. אמרו לה, איך אתה יודע? אמר לו, נובי אני ולא בן נובי, אלא אמרתי, דובו שאיסו איסו צדיק וכושר וזרוי, את כאן בידת שיבו ג'רע. זאת אומרת, בגמורה, ואפילו אוכי, מייסו ביטה בצור. Years later, his daughter died from thirsty. פרקת איסו סבא, אוסו דובו שאיסו איסו צדיק וכושר וזרוי. ויש לו אמר לב איסו דובו ממש, to drown in the same pit that he did in the same boyer. דוס כאן איזן, she's thirsty, he was busy with water, it's not ממש. שיטה מקובצת עושה זה דפן תארץ ויש למה אמרתי דובר שאויסו איסו צדיק כושל בזרוי פירוש אמרתי לקודש ברוך הוא וצדיק גויזו והקודש ברוך הוא מקיים ובאויסו שור שאויסו שמייסו ביסוי בצומו כבר לא יהיו רב חנינא בן דויסו חי זה בו שתי דבר He says I'm not a novi No he said no it's not a novi I just told us What I mean, the Shita says that no, Hashem doesn't save for this thing. Just because you asked, Hashem saved. Those are the talents. I came with a taina to Hashem, siken izayin. So the taina became a taina. Not because I'm a tzaddik. The tefillah you could bring up a taina. This is your taina. This is the vote in the parsha here. It's the vote from the Chiddush Harim. Rashi says, Why he didn't daven less than 10? What was the answer? Why didn't Davin less than 10? What?
Teva.
Teva. Look, Rashi. Look in Rashi. אולי ימצאו חמישי פוסק למד בייז. על פוחס לביקש, אומר ברמה בלא יוחס, נויח ובונו, ולא יצילו על דיום. אבל תסעד יצירו כבר ביקש ולא ימוצא. פייק בחידוש הערים, רשי says, in the beginning of נויח, why נויח had kids only when he was 500? Because if not, he would have to build a lot of tables. ואין עזיז את רשי. look in רשי. רשי זה נויח. Maybe it's in the end of the Bereishis. Posuk Lamed Beis. Perikei, Posuk Lamed Beis. Chamesh Moishon, Omar Rabbi Yodai. It's a Gemara. Maitayim kol aderes ulilu lekuf shono vizeh lechamesh, Omar Kodesh Baruch, im reshoim yavdu b'mayim. ואם צדיקים הם מטריח עולם לאסיס טייבס הרבה כל מה שסמר סתם איזה פועל ישבות why טייבס הרבה and the whole, all the animals of the world went into one table so all you know, you have another 500 kids I mean, he had lions, elephants, giraffes everything, he had penguins white bears, black bears, I mean, he had everything yeah? so he said I put mishpochas together You can't put on one table. That's like the Polish is on. However, the effect of the kasha is not true. If you would have more from 10, it would be no mabu. Rashi says here that Avraham knew 10 could save the world. Ches didn't save the world. So if Noach would have, Rashi says, they kill, if there would be a showing, they would drop. If there would be tzaddikim, Rashi said, he would have to build a lot of tables. It would save the world.
Avraham only knew 10, right? It would have been worse than Avraham would have only known 20.
Lemaisa Avraham was born in 20? No, Rashi says Moshe. If the Bereshit they will drown, so I don't want him to feel bad. So much kids, he will lose so much kids. Chaval. If the Bitzadikim, you have to build a lot of tables. But those state that 10 Avraham, not that, and Hashem said that for 10 Lemaisa he will save. The state. Zeh like the Chiddush Harim. The Chiddush Harim says a Givar beGezach. It's with this word that we said. That Avada, everything that helped here is because of Avraham Davin. And Noach, Chazal said that he didn't Davin. Right? May Noach Zoi Slish, or at least what? Same vote. That, this is the vote of the Lechemishne. That Avada, this whole thing of Avraham Avinu that Hashem does for them, it's only if Avraham asks for it. And Noach didn't ask for it. So maybe even if you would have 50 kids, Rov HaOlam is Rishoyim, everyone will drown, you have to have a lot of tables. Yeah? Shlav Aleph. Now the Shaila is for the Chiddush HaRim or Barazei, so what is the Raya from 8? Maybe 8 also could save with a Tefillah. So like the Chiddush HaRim. After was a Metzius in the world that Hashem destroyed the world with 8, Tefillah cannot help on it. Lo Yitzur L'Moshel, the daughter of Rab Doiso would drown and would be no Rab Chanina and Doiso to the daughter of Rab Chanina Chayv HaBoyres would drown and Rab Chanina would not ask for it, Next time already, you can't say Cholilo lecholayas and mishpot, because Hashem did it already. When you're telling the Bria, Avram is the meirit to the world, you could mishan it. After Hakadosh Baruch Hu already gave a einish mechayegam, the zog bechidush harim. It's a derech the keteretz. I'm not missing. This is one of the starkest kashas that I'm going to oisik bepshat. It's related. Maybe we'll just finish one or two volumes in the akedah. I want to be mad with one thing, but it's maybe again, maybe from outside. The Ma'aseh, the Akedah, Avraham Avinu. And the Kasha is famous. Shach, the Ma'aseh, the Chaim Vital, the Medvayro, the Hashem, it's Masbir. What is the big Zach from the Akedah? Avraham Avinu, Eved Hashem. If Hashem will tell me to shef my son, I will not do it. I'll do it right away. You will not do it?
Guts.
A knife.
Yeah,
you think it's a mistake? Hashem will tell you? What are you expecting of Avraham not to listen to Hashem? I'm asking you.
Stick with it in a second to do it.
Could be? I don't know. I will try the whole Rosh Hashanah, I will try to understand what was the Nisayan exactly. Mm-hmm. Big Nisayan? Avraham Avinu, we're not speaking in Chatzku. That's my uncle. I'm laser. Avraham Avinu, I don't mean you. Yeah? I mean Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu. But Abraham has to know this. I'm saying it, it's not for the ganze Welt. Zog de Maharal, zog de Chaim Vital. Avada, I'm not beside Avraham Avinu, the Shechem. The Welt says how people Shechem the kids after Avraham Avinu did it, everyone, right? This is the answer. Avada is also true. Zog de Nisayon was. A Mare Nevuah is never 100% clear. Only Moshe Rabbeinu had Aksvakari Ameir. Chazal said that all of the Nevi'i Sheker from Klal Yisrael were not just people that Stam got up in the morning and made up stories. They were Nevi'im. Vayisnabu Labal. These people read the Nevuah wrong. As a Musag, that's what Shlomo Farshim says, that why Tere Shebaal Peh is called Kabbalah. Because we have to believe, it's a Messiah. On them, a person could see wrong. Eli, v'yachshaveh lo shikoyro, v'yamakshero anoichi. Avraham could have seen, he had kashas, Chazal say. You told me, ki be'yitzchak yikor lechazera. He could have said, ha'aleyu, v'nat shachteyu. He could have seen it different. The Nisayon was, not to see it different. The Nisayon was that he heard the Akedah. He had a way out. He had a way to uptight the Nevuah. It's like the Hashem. He had a way to explain it different. There's an Oimek inside that tells you, but you know what is the truth. And this is the Nisayon. For sure, by shechting yourself. V'yeidu adoyrois. That this is every time the real Nisayon in life. The real Nisayonis are not when it's black and white and just do it. The Nisayonis is when it's gray and you can tie it stiffened. And the Nisayon tells you, go straight. And the big Nisayon was that it was an acheshman of killing his son, Asher Ohavta. And it was against the whole, everything what he said. He was doushening the whole years for the Knaimim that is the wrong thing to kill to the Melech. And we don't do that. It's not the way Hashem asks us. Everything was collapsing in front of him. His whole life doesn't make sense now anymore. So it's enough reason for him. From enough good reasons not to hear the Nevuah in the right way. And even so, he was massive to Shechem the son. Mahim the Avas Hashem. He was so strong. The Avas Hashem was so strong. This was the Kiddush Hashem. This was the Nisoy. As I said, the Ma'arab. The Nabiyus and Abad the Nisoy. You have to know. Kipshut and Shut Vorim is the Shechem the son. But that's Nisha. Nevuah, Nabi, Hashem is telling him to Shechem the son. This is the Gavras. This was the Nisayon. And this is the Oimek of the real Nisayonis in life. That we see it. We can uptage to Lashem Shomayim. Just finish one with the Vitz. The Sad Merebbe, they say that I was to say over a Maise that Blazer Plashinsky was going with the Sadmer Rebbe in a boat. Sadmer Chassidim. Blazer Plashinsky basically was the Ilur Yotzum. They would say Alamor that he said, you know, on one side of my head I have Shas, the other side I have a Rambam, I have a Babli, I have Yerushalmi, I do like this, the Shtikl Terek comes out. I say Alamor, because I have Babli, Yerushalmi, I do like this, the Shtikl comes out. And he told the Sadmer Rebbe Yoyrish, we were in the boat for a couple days. Where's the Kfitz Sadach? Where's the Kfitz Sadach? So the Satmar Rebbe told him, Avraham Avinu was going 3 days for the Akedah. Where's the Kfitz Sadach? So we read in the beginning tonight that the Taket the Maharal says this was the whole Indian, that will not be a Kfitz Sadach. Satmar Rebbe told him, you know if I was nish given a Kfitz Sadach, I'll give it a laser. I said, a laser can you show me?
One more. to